So this is Tattva Darshan, Radhakund Shaini Kadasi, 2009. And we're discussing about Sri Radhika as our be-all and end-all. And this, in this age of Kali, that Krishna himself has come to encourage everyone to become a servant of Radharani, to preach Radhadasyam. And the other ages, Dwapara Yuga, Satya Yuga, Treta Yuga, the Lord himself or his various expansions, Shakti Vesh avatars, or acharyas. In recent age, even in Kali Yuga, we could have Madhvacharya, Ramanujacharya, Vishnu Swami. They're all the prominent acharyas of the four sampradayas. These acharyas of the four sampradayas, basically, except for Nimbarga courses, teaching Radha's service, or Sakhi Bhav anyway. Not really Radha's service, but Sakhi Bhav. They're teaching service of Krishna, Krishna Dasyam, and the elevation of Vaikuntha to serve Krishna and Dasya Bhav. Because in Vaikuntha there's no Sakya Bhav. There's no Vatsalya Bhav or Madhurya Bhav, except for one, that's Lakshmi Devi. There's no openings for any competitors or anyone to share in that Bhav. But Krishna came as Mahaprabhu to distribute the service of Radharani. It's a very curious point. To engage everyone and to offer everyone a chance to engage in Radharani's service. So someone may say that their sthayivav or their particular inclination to serve the Lord, permanent devotional attachment, their Krishna Rati, maybe in Vatsalya or Sakya. Some acharyas say that that's the nature of the soul to have a specified Rati. Other acharyas say that the Rati can be given or awarded by the guru, by association, by cultivation. Either way, our Guru Maharaj, Srila Prabhupada, and many other acharyas, they say that the sthayibhava is fixed. Lord Chaitanya, he's saying, it's okay, fine, you're in Sakya Rati or Vatsalya Rati, whatever, but you can still become Radhadasya, you can still become a servant of Radharani, because I'll award you that sarup, I'll give you that sarup. And you can have two sarups, or three, whatever you want. Well, Krishna came as Mahaprabhu to present an opportunity for all the jivas in Kali Yuga to attain this Swabhakti Shriyam. Swabhakti Shriyam, to attain this beautiful devotion. Swabhakti means her own bhakti, means Radha's bhakti. Service to Radharani. Anarpita Chanum Chirat. This is Adi Leela chapter 1, verse 4. And so what it's telling here is that Krishna is offering every jiva an opportunity to become Radha's servant, Radhadasya. And if one, as Krishna Skaviraj explains in Chaitanya Charitamrita, if one examines the philosophy of Lord Chaitanya with his intelligence and with his heart, he will find nothing more attractive or nothing more compelling or fulfilling than the idea of Brajbhav, Brajbhakti, and especially the service of Radharani. How intimate it is, how intimate a relationship one can have in service and love, loving service eternally with Radha and Krishna, especially drawn to the feet of Radharani, and how much pleasing this will be to Krishna, because Krishna's ambition is to serve Radharani, and Krishna feels a debt. If I have a debt and you help me pay my debt, then how much dear I will become to you. If I owe someone $100 and I'm always worried I have to pay this $100, and I come forward and say I can give you 50, then someone else comes, I can give you 50. So now you two people who each gave me $50 have now paid my debt that I haven't been able to pay for years. So how much happy I will be with you. How much service that will be for me that you've done for me by paying my debt. So Krishna said at the close of his Leela here in this world, he told the gopis, Aparyaham, I cannot pay my debt to you, Radharani. The extent and depth of your love and your dedication and surrender and sacrifice is incomparable and unequaled and unexcelled. And I can't return anything of what you've given to me. But I'm not going to leave it at that. I'm going to try. And then he came 4,500 years later as Lord Chaitanya, seeking assistance, seeking mandris to pay his debt to Radharani. So therefore, if someone engages in Radhadasyam and makes Radharani their be-all and end-all, becomes a Palidasi or a protected maidservant of Radharani, and focuses on their affection, Radha Snehadikas, focuses all their affection and attachment on Radha and trying to please her, of course, in connection with Krishna, how much automatically that pleases Krishna? Because that's what he wants. So what does Krishna really want? Krishna really wants to pay his debt to Radharani. He feels a burden of that, a burning burden of that, to pay the debt and to try to return the love and service to her. So if we're doing that, if we're serving Radharani, automatically, just by serving Radharani, we're giving the greatest pleasure and service to Krishna. This is what people miss. They miss this idea. Krishna Das, Jivara Sopaya, Krishna Aranitya Das. Okay, that's the position of all jivas. Every single jiva is the eternal servant of Bhagavan. Well, Bhagavan has different aspects. He has his Shakti aspect, his Shaktiman aspect, Vaikuntha aspect. He has his Purusha aspect. Different aspects of Bhagavan. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has come in this Kali Yuga to present a very, the most intimate aspect of Krishna and the highest expression of his Shakti is Ladini Shakti Radha, Mahabhav Surupini Radha. And he's presenting the service of that Radharani in Vrindavan, Kunja Biharani, Rasa Biharani, Pyariju. Therefore, in Chaitanya Charitamrita, in verse 5, Adilila, verse 5, it says, Radha Krishna Parnaya Vikritir Ladini Shakti Rasmad Ekatmanav Vapi Bhuvipura Deya Vedam Gatoto Chaitanyakyam Prakatam Aduna Tadvayam Chaikyam Aptam Radha Bhava Dyuti Subalitam Nomi Krishna Sarupam. Chaitanya Charitamrita, Adilila, chapter 1, verse 5. Although Srimati Radhika is a transcendental manifestation of the most condensed form of love for Sri Krishna, Pranaya, Radha Krishna Pranaya Vikritir Ladini Shaktir Asmad, Radharani is a personification of his internal pleasure-giving potency, Ladini Shakti. Although Radha and Krishna are one in their identity, they separate themselves eternally. Now these two transcendental identities have again united in the form of Sri Krishna Chaitanya. I bow down to him who has manifested himself with the sentiment and complexion of Srimati Radharani, although he is Krishna himself. Radha Bhava Duti. It says, Radha Bhava Duti Suvalitam. The duty, the luster and bhava of Radha. Sri Krishna Chaitanya. Sri and Krishna. Radha Krishna Chaitanya. The living consciousness of the two, the living Chaitanya, the life. What is the life? The life of Radha is her love for Krishna, and the life of Krishna is his love for Radha. So those two loves combine and become Sri Krishna Chaitanya. Sri Radha Krishna Shamsundar Chaitanya. Life, the living principle, Chaitanya, consciousness. Consciousness in its highest expression is love. And the highest expression of loving consciousness is God consciousness, Krishna consciousness. And the highest expression of Krishna's loving consciousness is Radha consciousness. So therefore, the International Society for Radha Consciousness. But Radha is secret. The heart is not displayed. The heart is hidden. So Prabhupada hid Radharani from the general public. It's the Krishna consciousness movement. But movement, with Krishna consciousness movement, means we're moving. But Krishna is moving to Radharani, always moving to Radharani. So the Krishna consciousness movement means Krishna moving to Radharani, and anybody following Krishna, anybody who's following Krishna's movements, will end up with Radharani. So the Krishna consciousness movement is moving to Radharani. And Prabhupada was a pure devotee of Radharani. So there's so many beautiful verses here. Of course, many of these have been probably recorded before. Govinda Nandini Radha Govinda Mohini Govinda Sarvasva Sarvakanta Shiromani. This is Radharani's name, is Bhakti Sarvasva. I mean, Govinda Sarvasva. Govinda is her everything. Or she is everything to Govinda. Sarvasva. Govinda Nandini. She gives Anand to Govinda. Govinda means one who gives pleasure to the senses, the eyes, the nose, everything. But who can give pleasure to Krishna's senses? None other than Radharani. Govinda Nandini, Radha, Govinda Mohini. Krishna plays his flute and bewilders the whole world. Radharani winks at Krishna and bewilders Krishna. It's told in Radharasuta Nidhi that Radharani doesn't have to make any sound to bewilder Krishna. Krishna has to pick up a flute, put it to his lips, play the flute, then the water goes backwards, the stones melt, the birds fall silent, they close their eyes and wrap in meditation. The demigods, their clothes get loose, and they start, and the deer come running. All the animals go in different ways in reverse movements when Krishna plays his flute. He has to make some music and do something. Radharani doesn't have to do anything. When Krishna plays his flute, then he bewilders the whole universe, Murli Manohar. He captures everyone with his Murli. The minds of the, even those that have no minds get bewildered. Stones have no minds, they get bewildered. Water has no mind, it gets bewildered. Solid rock becomes a liquid mass. A liquid mass becomes a solid rock. This is bewilderment, transformation of nature, vikara, change. What to speak of living entities? Plays his flute. Radharani walks, and the wind blows. Nothing Radharani's doing, everyone's walking. The wind blows by Radharani, and it goes a little bit, a few hundred meters down, and that wind touches Krishna's nose. As soon as the wind touches Krishna's nose, which is blown by the sari of Radharani, or dress, then Krishna starts, his head starts reeling, he starts swooning, his pagri falls off, he drops his flute and his dhoti comes undone. This is told in Radharasuta Nidhi. So this is Radharani's name is Govinda Mohini. Mo. She really just, she's not even doing anything. She's not winking, she's not singing, she's not dancing, she's not looking, not smiling. You're just walking even the opposite way. Only back, or even at a distance, can't even make out. But the wind can carry so far. Just the wind. I'm not even saying the wind carrying the aroma of Radharani's body. Aroma means Gandha. So the wind is carrying, oh, someone's making pizza. Oh, someone's cooking fresh bread. I smell, oh, I shouldn't smell it. I should offer it to Krishna first. Or you smell something, oh, it's garlic, yuck. You know. Or it's someone's cooking jeera. You can smell. The wind is carrying that fragrance. But here, Radharani is Gandharvika. She has such a wonderful, amazing, captivating fragrance. It's not even that. Krishna's not even becoming bewildered just by the wind. Not even by any particular aspect of Radharani directly. Just the wind passing over her body. That wind, it doesn't say it's carrying the fragrance of Radharani's body or anything. Just the wind. Govinda Sarvasva Sarva Kanta Shiromani. Hey Krishna Karuna Sindhu. Dinabandha Jagapate, Gopesha, Gopika Kanta, Radha Kanta Namastate. So there's Gopika Kanta, so many Gopika Kantas, but then there's one Radha Kanta. Sarva Kanta Shiromani. Sarva Kanta means so many lovers, all the lovers, 16,000 lovers, in Maharas dance, Ashwin Purnima, which is called the Rasa Purnima, and Ashwin Maina Purnima. Padma Puran says that he sat in Boma Vrindavan during the Ras Leela, the sadhana siddha gopis had attained perfection there, and Rishicharis, Municharis, and others, Devi Kanyas, and many, many, 20 different categories of ladies came and entered the Leela there. From Mithila, girls that saw Ram, Adivasis that saw Ramachandra and Chitrakut, many different kinds of ladies, even the wife, even the sister of Bali Maharaj, who became Putana. No, she became, what did she become? Putana. Bali Maharaj saw Vamanadeva, and his sister was there, and she was attracted because he was so beautiful. And then she saw what he did to humiliate and embarrass her brother by stepping on his head. What is this? I'd like to kill this little guy. And then she became Putana. But then she, I don't know about Kuja, but different ladies, not Kuja, but different ladies became gopis and devis and ladies from Mithila from different times. and they became gopis in Krishna Lila. So Padma Puran says there was 2 million gopis there, 3 million gopis. So they all came there to love Krishna, offer their love to Krishna, their hearts, their dedication, their everything. Sarvakanta, there are millions of lovers assembled on the banks of Jamuna Pulin, under the full moon night of the Sharad season, which is Ashwin Purnima. It's called Sharad season. And Krishna, he said, no, you're nothing. You're not even like foot dust to me. You're not even, I'll leave all of you. And he walked away. But he went with one, his Shiromani. You can't even make it on the as dust of my feet. But this Kanta, Radha Kanta, Namostute. This Kanta Krishna offers obeisances to. This Kanta Krishna holds her feet on his head. Dehi Padapalavam Udaramatavam. Dehi Padapalavam. This Kanta is the Sarvakanta Shiromani. She is a crest jewel of all the lovers. Millions of lovers. Millions, when you say millions, it means unlimited. Like in Sanskrit, sometimes they say so many. Certain number means, and if you say 10, okay, that's 10. When you say millions and millions, it means unlimited numbers. Sarvakanta Shiromani. The Krishna, she's a crest jewel. The jewel on Krishna's head. Millions of gopis in the rasa dance, they can't become particles of dust on Krishna's feet. But one Kanta, one Radharani, she's not dust on his feet, that's nothing. She's a jewel, the rarest gem on his top of his head. Crest jewel of all his consorts. Jagat Mohana Krishna Tanhara Mohini Ateva Samastera Paratakurani. She's the enchantress of the universe, Jagat Mohan. Jagat Mohana Krishna, she enchants the enchanter of the universe. That very Sri Krishna who enchants the entire universe with his beauty, qualities, pastimes, nature, opulence, sweetness, and other aspects, is himself attracted and rendered helpless by the unparalleled and unsurpassed love of Vrishabhanu Nandini Srimati Radhika, who is the most supremely accomplished of all in the art of love and affection, who is the embodiment of Mahabhav, and who is extremely dear to Sri Krishna. Indeed, she is the goddess of He, who is the God of the entire creation. Therefore, she is His all in all. Takurani, Parat Takurani, Radharani Takurani, Takurji and Takurani. Sri Radhika is the topmost worshipper who completely controls Krishna by her love. Devi Krishna Mayi Prokta Radhika Paradevata Sarva Lakshmi Mayi Sarva Kanti Samohini Para. Devi. Devi means Radharani is a self-effulgent, brilliantly shining pleasure abode of Krishna's love. Krishna Mayi. Radharani is non-different from Krishna. She's always absorbed in Krishna. Radhika Paradevata. She worships and gives pleasure. She's Adhika. Well, that's very interesting. We say Adhikama. We say Adhikamas. Adhikamas means extra month. We say Radha Sneha Adhika. Krishna Sneha Adhika. Radha Sama Sneha Adhika. Radha Sneha Adhika means extra or more affection for Radha than Krishna. Krishna Sneha Adhika means more. Sakis have Krishna Sneha Adhika. And some have Sama Sneha Adhika. But the Mandris have Radha Sneha Adhika. More affection for Radha than Krishna. More attachment, more love, more dedication. Adhika. So when we say Radhika, it's a combination of Rad and Adhika. Very interesting. Adhika means extra, additional, more, lots of. And Rad means Rad, Rad. Means to worship or to give pleasure, to satisfy. So Adik means topmost or extra. So she's the topmost pleasure giver of Krishna. Usually they say Radha Aradhanam. Aradhanam Sarvesham Vishnu Aradhanam Param. Aradhanam means to worship. Usually they say Radhika is the topmost worshipper of Krishna. Extra, more, additional. She has that extra power to satisfy Krishna, that extra ability to please Krishna, that extra talent, that extra love, that extra sweetness, that extra charm, that extra beauty to satisfy Krishna like no other gopi can, like no other person can. This is our Radha. In other words, Radharani is the best worshipper. She's best in fulfilling Krishna's desires. Her life and soul is to give pleasure to Krishna. So Manjari, her life and soul is to give pleasure to Radha. And that's Krishna's life and soul, to give pleasure to Radha. So how much pleasure we give Krishna automatically by dedicating ourselves to Radha? Because Krishna wants to do everything for Radharani. But he can't, there's some limitations. But the Manjaris can do everything for Radha. So Krishna's saying, you are so lucky. You can please Radharani in ways I can't please. Even he has to beg them sometimes to break Radharani's mind. So Krishna's ocean of pleasure is Radha. And the Manjaris are there bringing him to the ocean of pleasure. So what could be more better service to Krishna than to bring him to Radharani? Like someone says, well, I'm a servant of the master. I do everything. I wash his car. I clean his house. I cook his food. I do everything. Okay, that's nice. Then one day he says, do you know where my wife is? I really want to meet my wife. Well, I don't know. But if it's some other servant, so I can take you to your wife. And who's going to be more valuable? The servant that takes the lost husband to his lost wife? Or the guy that cooks and cleans and chants mantras and sings the glories and plays instruments and dances and everything for the master? Okay, he's doing so many things and so much seva. But that servant that says, I know where your lost wife is. I can bring you there. How much the master will appreciate that servant? Because he's giving the master what he really wants. The greatest service is to give someone what they really want. Is there any greater service? If I'm cooking for you and someone, you cook for me, and what I really want is some green mung dal, some steamed spinach, and some nice dry chapatis, not too nice and thin with a little ghee, and then you make that. But if you make 3,000 other things, you're like, okay, very nice, and they're all well done and perfectly cooked and gourmet quality and 5-star quality. Well, it's not what I want, then where's the pleasure? Although you did so much service. So Manjaris, that's what people don't understand. What great pleasure and happiness does Manjaris give to Krishna? So we come to Krishna consciousness and we think, yes, Krishna service, Krishna consciousness movement, Hare Krishna, serve Krishna, Krishna Das. And then someone says, actually, you should just dedicate yourself to Radha's service. Become Radha's dasi. Hey, what is this? You know, Krishna will be angry. This is not proper. For the general masses, we teach to serve Krishna. But as we understand the teachings of Lord Chaitanya, who is Krishna, coming in Radha's bhava, to experience Radha's bhava and to actually pay back his debt, he had many things to accomplish. He was really in debt. He was in debt because he didn't understand her love, so he didn't have that with him. He was in debt because he couldn't serve her to the extent that she was serving him. I cannot repay you for your service. I cannot understand your love or the happiness you're feeling by serving me. So he was really begging. That's why he came as a bhikshu. Krishna came as a sannyasi bhikshu to beg Gadadhar Pandit and Lalita Vishakha for these teachings, over this understanding. What is this seva? What is this mood? What is this love? All are parampara, they're all worshippers of Radharani. Gaurakishore, Prabhupada, Bhakti Siddhanta, Bhakti Nu, Jagannath Das, Vishwanath, Narottam, all the devotees that we worship and receive shiksha from in our parampara. We have our Diksha Gurus and our Shiksha Gurus all combined together, giving us this rare wealth of Radha Dasyam. This is a great gift. It's not available anywhere. Not in Nimbark Sampradaya, nowhere. Only in Gaudiya. This is the speciality of Gaudiya Sampradaya, the service of Radharani. Nimbark has, they want Sakhi Bhav. They want to be like in Sakhi Bhav. We want to be Mandris of Radharani. This Mandri Bhav, this is what Lord Chaitanya Kane has never been given before. 999 Kali Yugas, Gaura Narayan came and gave Harinam and Vaikuntha Prem. You chant Harinam, there's a Yuga Dharma, you chant Harinam, you can get Prema, Krishna Prema, and go to Vaikuntha Via Das. Follow this Vaidhi Sadhana. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu comes once every... Gauranga Mahaprabhu, Radha and Krishna combined. This is not Gaura Narayan, this is Rasaraj Mahabhav. Rasaraj Sri Krishna Vrindavan and Mahabhav Surupini Radha. They only come once every Kali Yuga. Golden Avatar comes every Kali Yuga, but it's Gaura Narayan. So he comes not to give Krishna Dasyam, not to give Vaikuntha Prapti, not to give Vaikuntha Prem, but he comes to give Braja Prem, and specifically Mandri Prem, Mandri Bhav, Mother Prem, Parakiya Bhav. This is the gift. It's never been given before. The day of Brahma, which is a long time. Lakshmi, let's say, Devi Krishna Mayi Prokta Radhika Paradevata. Paradevata. This is quoted in Adi Lila chapter 4, verse 83, this verse. This is Adi Lila is about the glorification of Radharani. Radhe, Radhe, Radhe. Jai 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 Shri Radhe, Radhe Radhe Radhe, Jai 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 Shri Radhe. Supreme Goddess Radha, Ashraya Bhagavan. We have the Ashraya and Vishaya. So she's Ashraya Bhagavan, supremely worshipable. Radharani, who manifests all of Krishna's pastimes, who is capable of completely controlling Krishna, who is the Supreme Mother, and who protects, maintains, and nourishes Krishna. This is the meaning of Paradevata. Paradevata. Because Devata is feminine, Devata. Right? Paradeva. Paradevata. Supreme Goddess. Para means supreme or transcendental goddess. But Devata also means divyati, means playful, which means pastimes. So that's why it's telling... She manifests all of Krishna's pastimes. When Radharani left the Rasa dance is finished. And this is the pinnacle of all Krishna's pastimes. All Krishna, Vrindavan exists for the Rasa Lila. Krishna comes to this world only for the purpose of displaying the Rasa Lila to attract the conditioned souls to the Adi Ras. Janmadyasya yataha. Janma, this is the first verse of the Vedanta Sutra, first verse of Vedanta Sutra. And the first, this is incorporated in the first verse of the Bhagavatam, first line, first canto of Bhagavatam. Janmad yasya yataha. Janmad adi ras. Janmad ya. Janmad adi. Adi means janmadi. Yata. Adi means adi ras. Adi ras means madurabha, madurya ras. This is the origin of all rasas. This is the complete expression of all rasas. Krishna came to this world to display the rasa dance because all the rasas are there. Radharani left. She walked away. That was it. No pastimes. No rasa dance. She's Paradevata. So Krishna ran in search of Radha. Where is Radha? Radha kahan, Raha kahan. So then Krishna had to search for Radha. So Radharani, Krishna was searching for Radharani in the rasa dance. Where has she come? And then Krishna said, Radha, we're searching for Radha. So Krishna came and Radha Bhav, Krishna Kahan, Krishna Kahan, right? Because when Radha left, Krishna was saying, Radha Kahan, Radha Kahan, where are you? Where have you gone? Then Krishna came with Radha's Bhav, and he's running all over India. Go Prema Mai, where are you, Radha Rani? He's saying, Krishna Kahan, Krishna Kahan. So Paradevata, she manifests all the pastimes. She's the Supreme Mother. She protects, maintains, and nourishes, because that's what mothers do. Mothers protect their children from danger. They nourish their children, and they maintain their children. So how is it, because Krishna is the son of Yashoda, how Radharani is a Madhurya Bhav. But as I mentioned a few minutes ago, Madhurya Bhav includes Vatsalya. So Radharani protects Krishna. Who does she protect Krishna from? She protects Krishna from demons. What is the demon that's attacking Krishna? Kamadev. Krishna is attacked by the demon of lust. And he threatens, and sometimes he attacks Krishna with the arrows of spring, with the arrows of mango blossoms, and with the chakras of humming bees, and all different kinds of weapons he attacks Krishna. So Krishna feels, and he actually cries out. He said, "Radharani, many times I've saved you from this enemy before. So please come and protect me before this enemy annihilates me." So Radharani protects Krishna from Kamadeva, Kandarpa. So she's protecting him like a mother protects her child, so Paradevata, and maintains Krishna. She maintains Krishna with her service, with her love, with her affection. They say life without love is not worth living. So maintenance. So usually people think, yes, a mother maintains her child. How does she maintain her child? She maintains her child by feeding him. Or rather, she maintains her child by educating him, by feeding him, and taking care of him, doctor, medicine, this, that, the other thing. So Radharani also maintains Krishna by feeding him, by educating him. Krishna says, Radhika Prema Guru Amishishanat. Radhika Prema Guru Amishishanat. So she, maintenance also includes education, morals, values, teachings, maintenance. Then nourishment. Nourishment generally means giving food, helping grow, helping a child to grow by feeding him. Breast milk when he's a baby, baby food when he's little off the breast, and then big people's food when he's big. Nourishing. So Radharani is always nourishing Krishna because he's thirsty for love. Part of nourishing a child is you give him water when he's thirsty. Right? The mother knows, oh, now he wants water. They even say, oh, now he's thirsty. No, he doesn't want breast milk, he wants water. So this is nourishing. So Radharani, Krishna is thirsty for love. So Radharani fills him with the ras, prem ras, mother ras. His thirst for mother ras is unlimited, and Radharani is an unlimited ocean of mother ras. Mother ras sagar, mother ras sindhu. In this way she nourishes Krishna's thirst. So many gopis, they satisfy Krishna's thirst, but even after he goes to all the gopis, he's still thirsty for Radharani's love. Only Radharani can quench Krishna's thirst for love, because her charm is so supreme, her beauty is so supreme, her sweetness, her talents, her dedication, her sacrifice. No one can match Radharani. She nourishes Krishna. So she's Paradevata in that regard. She's Sarvalakshmi Mayi. Anything fortunate, she is the source. She is Lakshmi means fortune, wealth, opulence. Radharani's got it all, as they say. She has it all. He has it all. Radharani has it all. She has all the fortune, all the wealth, all the opulence. Because what we say, what are the bhagyas? Sadeshwarya Purna. Aishwaryasya Samagrasya Virasya Yasishashriya. We say Krishna is Bhagavan. Van, when he possesses or controls or has within him all bhagas, all opulences. Sadaishwarya Purna. Sadaishwarya Purna. He's complete, and Sadaishwarya. Complete beauty, complete wealth, strength, power, knowledge, detachment. But Radharani is more fortunate. More bhaga. She's Sarvaishvarya. Sarvaishvarya Purnatam. Her beauty defeats Krishna's beauty. Her knowledge defeats Krishna's knowledge. Her renunciation defeats Krishna's renunciation. Radharani leaves Krishna. Krishna never leaves Radharani. Detachment, renunciation. Power. Everyone says, oh, Krishna, you lifted the Govardhan Hill. Krishna didn't lift Govardhan Hill. Radharani lifted Govardhan Hill. That's known everywhere. If Krishna wasn't standing, he was looking at Radharani, drawing energy. Like the wire is plugged in the wall. And in the plug, the electric plug, then the wire is drawing power and running a big air conditioner. A big, big motor is running, drawing power through the wire. So Krishna was looking at Radharani and drawing all the power from her. She's Sarvashaktimayi. She's a reservoir, and she's the powerhouse, the source of all the power. Krishna just plugged in. Krishna plugged in. You can plug into the powerhouse by a wire or by wireless. It's wireless transmission, Bluetooth, infrared, microwave. It's transmission, but wireless. Cell phones have no wires. There's transmission of power, of vibration, of wave. So Radharani transferred all the wave, the vibration, the power. Her glance, okay, Krishna, I'll give you the power, lift Govardhana Hill. Because I want to see you glorified as Giridhari. I know I'm doing it, but I want to see you get the glories. Guru is doing everything, but he gives the glories to the disciple. Oh, this disciple spoke so nicely. It's actually Guru's kripa he gave alone. It's all Guru's empowerment. Mukam karoti vachalam pangam langa iti igriam yakripadam ambandik shigurundiratarnam paramanandamadavam. Mukam karoti vachalam pangam langa iti igriam. That a foolish person, mukam karoti vachalam, he can speak so wonderfully. He can be given the power of speech. Mukam karoti vachalam pangam langa iti igriam. That a panga or a lame person, he can scale mountains. Giram, langate giram, he can cross over mountains. By Guru Kripa, for the mercy of Guru. So it's coming from above. So Krishna, he also has his Guru, Radharani, Prema Guru. So she also empowered him. So therefore, Krishna, we say, oh, he's Giridhari, he lifted Govardhana Hill. But actually, Radharani lifted Govardhana Hill. So she is Sarvaishvarya Purnatam. And more power. Everyone says, oh, Krishna's so powerful. He's 7 years old. He lifted Govardhana Hill. Radharani was six. She's a year younger. She's a year younger, and she lifted Govardhana Hill. So who's he was seven. Oh, he had 1 year. When Radharani was seven, she could lift Govardhana Hill and Barsana Hill. 1 year later. She was only six. Krishna's getting a credit, and he was a year older. So that means bigger, stronger. She was only 6 years old when she lifted Govardhana Hill. Giridhari Rani Kijai, or Govardhana Rani Kijai. So in this way, she is Sarvalakshmi Mayi. She is a reservoir of all the fortune things, all the good things. The common translation is she's a shelter of all the goddesses of fortune, the source of all opulences and all sweetness, Sarvalakshmi. Because Lakshmi means something opulent. There's nothing more opulent than sweetness. And sweetness is expressed through beauty, sweetness of beauty, sweetness of power, sweetness of knowledge. And ultimate sweetness is sweetness of love. So Radharani is Sarvalakshmi Mayi. She is the composite. Mayi means the composite. The sum total, saturated, super concentrated solution. Super concentrated solution of prema means prema Mayi Radha. Lakshmi, Sarvalakshmi Mayi Radha. Which means Krishna Mayi, means super saturated with Krishna. Devi Krishna Mayi Prokta Radhika Paradevata Sarva Lakshmi Mayi Sarva Kanti Samohini Para. Sarva Kanti, in whom all beauty and splendor exists. This Kanti means, and this Kanti, like we say, Kanta means lover, and Kanti means this effulgence, rays. Kanti, we say Bhav and Kanti, Radha Bhav, Radha Kanti, came with Radha's Bhav, Krishna came with Radha's Bhav and Radha's Kanti. And Radharani, all beauty and splendor exists. Sam Mohini. Sam means completely. Mohini, who completely bewilders Krishna and subdues him by her qualities and loving service. This is the way to subdue anyone. It says, bewilders and subdues by her qualities and loving service. So one may subdue someone by serving them, conquer them, defeat them. But bewilderment is something extra. The ability to bewilder is something extraordinary. Because how can Sarvagya Krishna be bewildered? Krishna's Sarvagya. But he's also Vimugdha. There's two contrary qualities within Bhagavan. Sarvagya and Vimugdha. Or Mugdha. Mugdha means the ability to be bewildered. Sarvagya means all-knowing. How can you know everything at the same time become bewildered? Become confused? This is achintya. This is not conceivable by the human brain. I know every possible thing, but still I don't know something. So this is Krishna. Prema makes this arrangement. Prema makes Krishna forget that he's God. Prema makes Krishna forget that he's all-knowing. Prema makes Krishna foolish or ignorant. He becomes bewildered. He knows past, present, and future. If you know everything, past, present, and future, where is the room for bewilderment? There is none. You know everything that's going to happen in the future. You know everything that happened in the past. You know all things that are happening in the present. That means that's the meaning of savagya. You know everything. God is all-knowing. We have in English, we have a phrase, omniscient. God is the big O. He's omniscient, all-knowing. Nashis means knowledge. Omniscient. Omnipotent. He's all-powerful. Omnipresent. He's everywhere. All-pervading. Sarvagata. He's everywhere. But yet, he becomes bewildered. This is the magic potency of Radha. She bewilders Krishna. That's why she's known as Mohini. Madan Mohan, Mohini. Krishna is Madan Mohan, Radharani is Madan Mohan, Mohini. Completely, not partially, completely. Oh, I was confused for a second. I was bewildered. Now I understand. No, completely bewilders. At any time. And every time. How does she do this? By her qualities. Well, she only has 25 qualities. Krishna has 64. He has more than twice the qualities. Still, it's not enough. With 25, she seduced Krishna's 64 qualities and loving service. How is it that Radharani's loving service can bewilder Krishna? Because Krishna also lovingly serves his devotees. This is a good question. Krishna lovingly serves his devotees. Krishna lovingly serves Radha. Radha lovingly serves Krishna. But how is it that Radha's love can completely bewilder Krishna? We don't read about Krishna's love completely bewildering Radha. Now, Radha never exhibited a Korma Chaitanya form. She never became contorted in all these things. The impact of Krishna's love. When Krishna tried to carry the weight of Radharani's love, then he couldn't bear it. Fell into the sea, his body became 9 feet long, his teeth would chatter, his arms would go inside his body, his legs would go inside his body, look like a pumpkin. Just trying to understand a drop of Radharani's Mahabhava. He lived by the ocean. The ocean represented the ocean of Radharani's Mahabhava. He would taste a drop and become totally vikara, brain vikara, transformed. But Radharani, we don't see Krishna's love bewildering Radharani. Krishna's lovingly serving Radharani, but we don't hear that she's becoming bewildered. Vimugdi Radha. Mugdi Radha. But we see that Samohini Para completely bewilders Krishna and subdues Krishna by her qualities and loving service. So what is it about Radharani's loving service that completely bewilders Krishna? It is the point, Radharani only has one person to serve, Krishna. He doesn't have anyone else in her mind or heart, and doesn't have anyone else as the object of her service or dedication or sacrifice. Only Krishna. And Krishna serves Radha and Lalita and Vishakha and Chandravali and Yashoda and Nanda Baba and Dao and Subal and Sridham and the cows and Gomata and Hamshi and Pishangi and Chandani and Ganga and Saraswati, and so many cows are there. And he serves his peacocks, and he serves his pet elephants, and he serves his pet deer. Rangani or whatever it is. Deer, he has pet deer. Tundikari, his pet swan. So he has so many devotees to serve lovingly. He serves them. But his love is divided. So So he doesn't have much power to bewilder Radharani, because his loving service is divided over so many ashrayas, so many receptacles of his service, of his love. Actually, they become the vishaya, and he becomes the ashraya in this case. Generally, Krishna is the vishaya, the object of love, and the gopis and his servitors are the shelter of love, the reservoir of love. So Radharani has this unique quality that there's no one else in Radharani's life except Shyam. No other person in her thoughts or in her mind or senses or eyes or heart but Shyam. The power of that concentration, the power of that dedication overwhelms Krishna. He becomes bewildered and mystified. He doesn't have the answer. He asks three questions. How does she love me? What is it in me that she experiences? What happiness does she experience by serving me? This I don't. I'm bewildered by this. I have to find it. I don't know the answer. I'm all-knowing, but I don't know this. In fact, I have to take her, Kanti and Bob, to find the answer to this question. I'm so bewildered. She bewildered me to such an extent and controlled me so much by her love, by her Sammohini quality, that I had to take another birth. Not a birth, or I had to appear again in the world and go to school again, go to college, graduate school. I had to study Sanskrit and Naya and logic. So many things I had to learn. I had to get married twice, and then I have to take sannyas, and I have to run all over India to understand what is this love. I mean, that's really heavy bewilderment. You get married twice, and teach Sanskrit, and run all over India, and run through the Jharkhand forest, eating roots and twigs, and finally live in a small room in the Gambira and Puri, and finally get the message, Malita and Vishaka, say, yes, now I will teach you. In the last few years, Krishna finally got the understanding. Anayaradito nunam bhagavan hara ishvaraha. Yadno vihaya govinda prito yam anayadraha. This is a famous verse from Bhagavatam, where the name of Radharani is indirectly mentioned. 10th canto of Bhagavatam, chapter 30, in the Rasleela chapters, 28th verse. Anaya araditha nunam bhagavan harir ishvara, hari ishvara, bhagavan hari ishvara, yanno vihaya govinda prito yam anayadraha. Because some people say that Radharani's name is not directly mentioned in the Bhagavatam, but here it's the most clear presentation of Radharani's name given by Shukadeva Goswami. But the Rasika Vaishnavas say that Radharani's name is in every verse. Radharani is in every verse of the Bhagavatam. And Dhruva Charitra and Prahlad Charitra and Ambarish, and everywhere Radharani is there. But this verse is generally cited as hard evidence. And even here, after speaking this verse, there was some hesitation in the presentation of Shukadev, because it said that the reason he didn't directly mention Radharani's name in the Bhagavatam, although other Puranas, Vyasadeva is mentioning the name of Radha. Here, it said that Shukadeva Goswami, he would become avastachitta. Avastachitta, which means he would become unconscious. He was such a deep devotee of Radharani. If he was to speak the name of Radharani, then he would lose his consciousness for days and weeks. This wouldn't be very advantageous to Parikshit Maharaj. Only had 7 days to hear. But somehow, with great effort and great difficulty, he controlled himself for 7 days and didn't mention Radharani's name, at least until the last day or so when he started speaking 10th canto. He couldn't contain himself anymore, because after all, the 10th canto was loud and clear the glories of Radharani, especially Rasa Dance, especially this particular verse. And when he said this verse, he started to stutter and tremble and started to cry. His hair stood on end, and he almost went unconscious. But then he remembered, oh, I have a mission here to deliver the Bhagavatam, a mission for the world and for Lord Chaitanya and for Krishna and for Radharani, to deliver the sacred teachings of the Bhagavatam, because still I have not yet reached the final teaching of Bhagavatam. I'm only in chapter 30. If I lose my consciousness now and go unconscious for 1 week or 2 weeks, then I will not actually be able to speak the purpose of my speaking of this Bhagavatam is to describe the Divyonmad Mahabhava Radharani, which will be revealed in Brahmar Gita, chapter 47. This is the sole purpose of the Bhagavatam, to reveal the Mahabhava Radharani, intense Madanakya Mahabhava. So now we're here, now we're in this Rasalila chapter 30. So he said, Anaradito, O Sakis, Sri Radhika is much more fortunate than all of us. She has surely performed the highest aradhana or worship of Bhagavan Sri Hari. And thus she has received the name Radhika. That is why, being very much pleased with her, Govinda has left us in the Rasastali and went off with her to a solitary place. Raha. Anayad Raha. So this is during the Rasa dance. Krishna left with Radharani. Radharani left and Krishna went with her. A very favorable verse in glorification of Radharani. It even says in the Tika, who spoke this verse? Maybe Lalita, I forget. Some verses were spoken by Chandravali's party, Padma or Shaivya. They're a little bit envious type verses. And some very favorable verses were spoken by Radharani's party. And the Acharyas tell us which ones, so we can understand. There it is. They're saying she's a Radhita. Radhita means Radha. Very clear. Radharani is gone. The hidden meaning of this verse is that Radhika, who is indicated by the word Aradhita, is a topmost gopi beloved of Sri Krishna, being the very crown jewel of devotion. Ashtashaki Shiromani Radhe Radhe Kanomano Mohini Radhe Radhe Vrishabhano Nandini Radhe 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 Kotai Go Prema Mai Radhe Radhe Yata Radha Priya Vishnos Tasya Kundam Priyam Tata Sarvagopishu Saivaika Vishnur Adyanta Valava. Padma Puran, and also Lago Bhagavatamrita by Rupa Goswami and Chaitanya Charitamrita. Adi Lila and Madhi Lila. Yata Radha Priya Vishnos. So Radha is very dear to Vishnu, Krishna. Tasya Kundam Priyam Tata. This is very interesting. Yata Radha. Just as Radha, Srimati Radharani, Priya Vishnos. So someone might say, oh, Radha is dear, is Priya to Vishnu. Dear to Vishnu. How is that? I thought Vishnu was Lakshmi Devi. Radha is with Krishna, Shamsundar. How is it possible? We have to understand from the Acharya's commentary in this verse. Yata Radha Priya Vishnos. Priya Vishnos. Priya Sham, Priya Krishna, Krishna Priya, Sham Priya. We say Sham Priya, or Shama Priya. Sham Priya and Shama, we say Shama Sham Dam Ki Jai. Some people have ashrams named Shama Sham. Priya Vishnos. This word Vishnu means Vyapnot Iti. Vyapnot iti Vishnu. Or in other words, Vishnu refers to Krishna, who expands himself into millions of forms in the Rasa dance. So Radha is dear to that Vishnu, that Krishna, that Vyapnotiti. Vyapnotiti Vishnu. That's a special Vishnu. Krishna, Rasaraj, Rasabihari. Because this Vyapnotiti means expand. So Vishnu is expanded in everyone's heart, as Paramatma, Antaryami. And Vishnu is expanded in every universe, as Garbhadakshina Vishnu. Vishnu expands all the universes from the pores of his body, as Mahavishnu. But we're talking about the Adi Vishnu, the Supreme Vishnu, who is expanded into millions of forms to dance with millions of gopis, and millions of rasa dances, and millions of universes, with millions of devotees for millions of years. Radhe Radhe, Radhe Radhe. This is Priya Vishnu, Priya Krishna, Krishna Priya. Tasya kundam priyam tata. Priya Vishnu, Priya kundam. Priya Kundeshwari, Radha. Kundeshwari Radha, Makeshwari, Kriyeshwari, Sudeshwari, Sureshwari, Trivedha Bharatishwari, Pramanashashaneshwari, Rameshwari, Shameshwari, Pramanakadaneshwari, Rajeshwari, Vrajadipeshwari, Radhike Namostate. Kundeshwari is also Radha. Tasya kundam priyam tata. Her bathing pond, priyam, is also very dear. Gopishu, gopishu sa eva eka, Vishnu, adyantavallabha. Sarva gopishu sa eva eka, eka, eka. Out of all the gopis, eka, there's one that's supreme. She's the adyantavallabha. Atyanta, atyanta means there's no end. Adyantavallabha, adyantavallabha. That beloved, there's no end to that beloved. That beloved never ends and has never-ending love. Radhavallabha, Radhavallabha, Krishnavallabha. Krishnavallabha Radha, Radhavallabha Krishna. Krishna is Radhavallabha, the beloved of Radha. And Radha is Krishnavallabha, the beloved of Krishna. There is no end to their love, Adyanta. Adyanta Vallabha Krishna, Adyanta Vallabha Radha. The most dear. Dear most. Just as Srimati Radhika is most dear to Sri Krishna, her pond, Sri Radhakund, is equally dear to Krishna. Kunda Priya, Radha Priya, Krishna Priya. She's my Krishna Priya, she's dear to me, and her kunda is Kunda Priya. Among all the beloved gopis, none are as dear as Srimati Radhika, Adi Purana. The earth is glorious because of Vrindavan, and the gopis, are glorious because among them is my Radhika. This is Krishna speaking. So Krishna is so much glorifying Radha. Adi Puran, Krishna is speaking to Arjuna. This is quoted also in Adi Leela chapter 4, the Radha Mahima chapter. Trilokye prithivi dhanya yacha vrindavanam puri tatrapi gopika parta yacha radha bidha mama radha abidha mama trilok burbhuva swa. In the three worlds, prithvi Danya. Prithvi means earth, goddess earth, the earth planet. Danya, there's a special wealth here. There's a special wealth. In all the three planetary systems, Bhurbhuvah Svah, this earth is especially wealthy, fortunate, opulent. Why? Because on this planet earth, there is Vrindavan Puri. You've heard of Jagannath Puri? And Mathura Puri and Dwarka Puri. Now you can hear about Vrindavan Puri. You've heard of Dwarka Puri, and you've read in Shastras Mathura Puri, because Puri means like big town, big city. But Puri means where the Purna Bhagavan resides. Poor, complete, poor. And where poor people come. Dina Bandhu, Dina Vatsal. The poor beggars come, the poor devotees come here and beg that complete Bhagavan or his mercy. Om Purna Purnamidam Midam Purna Purnamadashite Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnamivavashishite. Purna Bhagavan. Purna Bhagavan? Dwarka. Purnatara Bhagavan? Mathura. And Purnatam Bhagavan? Vrindavan. Vrindavan Puri. This is nice, Adi Puran. This is Krishna speaking. Krishna saying, this is Vrindavan Puri. I'm in Jagannath Puri. I'm in Dwarka Puri. I'm in Mathura Puri. But this is what, this place makes the earth planet glorious. This Puri. Vrindavan Puri. Vrindavanam Puri. Not Jagannath Puri, although it's glorious. Not Mathura Puri, although it's glorious. And not Dwarka Puri. Vrindavanam Puri. Listen, Arjuna, you're hearing me. Prithivi Danya. This is the danya, this is the wealth, fortune, superiority of this earth planet. Is it the Himalayan mountains? Is it the vast oceans and seas? Is it all the continents? Is it these great cities and great holy places and sacred rivers, Ganga, Jamuna, Narmada, Sindhu, Kaveri? No. It's because of this Puri, this little Puri, Vrindavan Puri. Trees, water, mountains, peacocks, parrots, cows, gopis, gwals. It is specially fortunate because on this earth is a town of Vrindavan. And what's special? Why is the earth special? Because of Vrindavan. Somehow is manifested here in this earth planet. How many planets are there in this universe? Unlimited millions and billions of planets in this universe. And how many universes are there? Brahmanda Koti. Brahmanda Koti. Brahmanda means universe. Koti means millions. Brahmanda Koti. And Prabhupada said that there are as many universes as there are seeds in a bag, 100 kilos of mustard seeds. Sorsoka Beach. Sorsoka Beach? Whatever it's called. 100 kilos. Some figure for that, name for that. It's a big amount. 100 kilos. That's how many universes are. And of all those millions of planets in this Brahmanda Koti, this one universe, there's only one Earth planet. Haribo. And there's only one Vrindavan. So that's what's special about this universe, is this Earth planet. And what makes the Earth planet special? Because of Vrindavan Puri. Vrindavan Dham Ki Jai 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 Jai. Thousands of people chanting Jai Jai Jai, millions. Embodied and unembodied. What makes Vrindavan special? Jamuna, Giriraj, Nandishvara Parvat, Vrishabhanu Parvat, Brahmachala. Within Vrindavan, the gopis are especially glorious. Gopika Parta. The gopis are especially glorious because among them is my mama. Radha, Radhabida, Radhabida mama. There is my Srimati Radhika. Even Krishna has mamta, mamta bhav. My wife, my husband, my sister, my mother, my mala. A father. Mama Radha Abhida. Abhida. She's named Radha. My Radha. So Arjuna can understand, I'm not such a big devotee. Krishna's letting him know for Nadi Puran. Because Krishna's saying this whole three worlds, Triloke, Prithivi, Danya. In all these three worlds, this earth is very special. And Arjuna is thinking, yes, because of Hastinapur. And I live there with my brothers, the Pandavas, and Kunti and Draupadi. And so many sages are frequenting us, and we're living only for the pleasure and service of Krishna. Yes, yes, yes. This earth is special because of Hastinapura because you come and stay with us for 1 or 2 months at a time? No, Arjun. Not because of Hastinapura, because of Vrindavan Puri. Vrindavan Puri, Arjun's thinking. How is it? He only lived there 10 years. He lived 100 years in Dwarka. More than 100 years. You stayed so many months with us. You stayed years on end, months and months and years together with us, month by month. Hastinapura. You fought the battle of Kurukshetra. You're my sarathi. And I would visit you in Dwarka and spend weeks and months with you. We'd sleep on the same bed, eat together. But now you're telling me Vrindavan Puri? You're not... Yes! And why is Vrindavan Puri special? Because of the gopis. And of all the gopis, among them is my Radhika. You understand this, Arjun? So this is clear, the Sakyabhav, Arjun is in Sakyabhav. And that is not even, it's not even Vishramba Sakya. There's Vishramba Sakya Rasa and Gaurava Sakya Rasa. Vishramba Sakya Rasa is Subal Sridhar and Vrindavan. And Gaurava is this little bit respectful, a little bit distant, a little bit formal. Some fear is there. Virata Rupa. Krishna, stop. Don't show me this. I'm scared. Krishna shows anything to the coward boys. He says, okay, something magic. Aha, good joke. Now, give me rascals. He flies in the sky with carrying, like Garuda flying in the sky in the back of Sridham. That doesn't face anybody. He goes inside Bakasura, Agasura, this, that, blows him up, this, that. Shows the universe in his mouth. Yashoda went to Brahmandagat. She wasn't alone. When she went to Brahmandagat, she went there because all the boys squealed on him. They said, oh, your son's not eating your lotus. You know, he fed your lotus to the turtles. Kachua Seva. Monkey Seva. Kachua Seva. So he's a Kachua Seva and fed all your lotus to the Kachuas in the Jamuna. He's not eating your lotus. He's eating clay. He's taking a ball from the bank of the Jamuna. Hey, look, boys. Why try it? It's very good. Hey, you know, we'll try rascals and ladu. Now that's foolish, stupid, miti ladu. What is this? Miti ladu. Miti, mistan, mitai, mitai ladu, not miti ladu. Mitai, mitai. Sweet ladu, not this miti ladu. You can't fool us with your word juggling, Krishna. Hey, no, it's mitai, mitai, you take it, it's very good. No. And then some boys went, hey, Mother Shul, he's eating clay. Huh? Are? And then she ran down there, Lala, open your mouth. You think she's the only one looking in Krishna's mouth? Everybody's looking. If you open your mouth, everyone looks in. You go to the dentist, open your mouth, the doctor's looking in, the nurse looking in, wife's looking in, everybody's looking in. Hey, look at that. So they're all looking in his mouth, and they're seeing all these universes, universal forms, so many universes in the universe, and universe in the universe, Krishna inside. Yashoda looking inside of Krishna's mouth, inside of Krishna's mouth, inside. And so, what's that? Some funny thing we're seeing. But Arjuna sees one Virata Rupa and he flips out. Starts offering prayers and shaking and trembling. Please don't show this to me. Show me your forearm, forearm. This is Gaurava. Gaurava Sakiras. Some distance, some formality, some fear. No, not that sweet intimacy, absolute intimacy and supremacy of Vishramba Sakiras of the coward boys of Vrindavan. They have a complete sense of equality and even supremacy. I'm big. Hey, you're not a big guy. I'm bigger than you. I beat you up so many times. I'm Subal. Why are you boasting? I beat you 3 out of 5 yesterday. Now you're saying you're so strong. They think they're better than Krishna. Krishna, you didn't lift Govardhan. We put our sticks up there. We also held Govardhan. You just made a show. We thought, okay, you're so puffed up because your girlfriends are here. You want to show off like any guy wants to show off in front of his girlfriends. It's standard. So, all your girlfriends are assembled over here. You want to show off for them. So we took our sticks down, let you pretend you were holding up the hill. But, you know, as soon as you looked at Radharani, you started trembling. Immediately we put our sticks up there to hold up the hill. You get all the credit, Giridhari, Govardhan. I just think we got a bad rap in the scriptures, you know, but we know the truth that we lifted the hill. And if you had any power, it's some blessings from Narayan or something like that. So this is special Sakya Bhava, the coward boys of Vrindavan. So here, in this verse, Samadhi Puran, Krishna's glorifying my Radha, my Srimati Radhika. And a beautiful verse. So Arjuna is understanding. In fact, in Padma Puran, hearing so many things about this, Arjuna once, there's a story, Arjuniya, called Arjuniya Gopi. Arjuna said, oh, Krishna, always talking about gopis, this, that, and missing Vrindavan, Vrindavan Puri, and Radha Bida Mama. I want to see this Vrindavan. I want to see this. I want to become a gopi. So he said, all right. So he turned him into a gopi. And Arjuna became Arjuniya Gopi. And he saw Krishna Vrindavan and the gopis, and they can understand the beauty of their love and intensity of their love. Padma Puran, Patalakanda 59. Chailokye Prithivi Manya Jambu Dvipa Tato Varam Tatrapi Bharatam Varsham. Bharatam Varsham Tatrapi Maturapuri. Tatra Vrindavanam Nama Tatra Gopi Kadam Bakam Tatra Radha Sakhi Vargas Tatrapi Radhika Vara. The best place in Mathura Puri is called Vrindavan. Vrindavanam Nam. In Vrindavan, there reside a multitude of milkmaids. Gopi, Kadamba means multitude or row of or lots of. Gopi Kadambakam. Many, many cowherd ladies, damsels of brush, amongst whom the eight friends of Radha are the most exalted. Radha Sakhi Varg. Radha Sakhi Varg. Sakhi Varg means the friends of Radha. And still more illustrious is the supreme goddess Sri Radha. Radhika Vara. She's Govardhan. Vara. She's an exceedingly best, topmost. So thus ends Bhaktivedanta purports. No, thus ends this discussion of the glories of Radharani and something about the position, ontological truth of Radharani, the supreme position she holds. And hearing these things and understanding something about the great gift of Lord Chaitanya, we try to clarify our understanding of Krishna consciousness and realize what a great gift Krishna has given in the form of Lord Chaitanya to give all of us an opportunity to become eternal maidservants of Srimati Radharani. This is the most undeserved privilege that's being awarded to the fallen souls of Kali Yuga. In the short span of a few years, one can attain this topmost treasure of the eternal service and lotus feet of Radha. Gopi Bhartu Padakamalero Das Das and Das. And you become a servant of the servant of the lotus feet of Radha. In the parampara, Sakhi parampara, Mandri parampara. Hare Krishna.